In a small town nestled between rolling hills and dense woods, people often whispered the tale of Madeline, a woman with fiery red hair whose temperament matched her tresses. She was what many would label as truculent, aggressively defiant or combative. Yet, like many words, truculent isn't merely a descriptor. It's a world in itself, rich with layers, nuances, and hidden stories. This is your host, Danny, and this is English Plus Podcast. Madeline, with her sharp wit and even sharper tongue, was often the talk of the town. Many viewed her truculent nature as a barrier, but few knew the layers behind it. As a child, she'd faced immense adversity, and it was this fighting spirit that had seen her through those times. The same truculence that many criticized was also the trait that helped her establish the town's first school for girls. In the bustling city of Mumbai, Rajan's truculent disposition often led him into heated debates. To onlookers, he was just a combative man, but those who really knew him saw beyond. They knew that his truculence stemmed from a deep passion for justice and equality. It was this fiery disposition that led him to champion workers' rights, ensuring fair wages and working conditions for thousands. The term truculent often carries negative connotations, but delve deeper and you'll see it's a testament to an unyielding spirit, a burning passion, and an undying determination to stand one's ground. Take the story of Lucia, a dancer from Spain. Her truculent spirit often manifested in her dance, where every stump of her feet and flick of her wrist told tales of her battles and victories. Critics were quick to label her performances as too aggressive, but to her fans, she was a beacon of strength and resilience. In the world of sports, truculence finds its place too. Think of the underdog teams, the ones everyone expects to lose. Their truculent spirit, their refusal to be subdued, often leads them to surprising victories, proving that sometimes a combative spirit is what's needed to overcome the odds. However, truculence isn't just about defiance. It's also about holding on to one's beliefs, passions, and dreams, even when the world tries to douse that flame. Clara, a budding scientist, faced opposition at every step. Her ideas were too radical, they said. But her truculent spirit didn't let rejections deter her. Years later, it was her radical ideas that brought about breakthroughs in renewable energy. While the word truculent may evoke images of confrontations and battles, it's crucial to see the positive side of this fiery trait. It's about not letting life's storms extinguish your fire. It's about holding your ground, even when it seems like the whole world is against you. It's about harnessing that combative energy and channeling it towards something constructive. In every corner of the world, from bustling cities to quiet hamlets, you'll find truculent souls. They're the ones challenging norms, breaking barriers, and paving the way for change. Their stories, often hidden behind their fiery facades, are tales of passion, determination, and an undying spirit. So the next time you come across someone labeled as truculent, look beyond the surface. Try to see the story behind that fiery disposition. Chances are, you'll find a tale of courage, resilience, and an unyielding spirit that refuses to be tamed. In the grand tapestry of life, it's the truculent threads that often add the most color, texture, and depth. They remind us of the power of passion, the importance of standing one's ground, and the beauty of an indomitable spirit. Through tales of Madeline, Rajan, Lucia, and countless others, we see that being truculent isn't about being combative. It's about having a fire within that refuses to be put out.